All right, hello there, everybody, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Kings and Plebeians Quiz Show. I'm Mishmora, and today I'm very pleased and very honored to have with me two fantastic Age of Empires content creators. With almost 100,000 subscribers, Nacho AOE is one of the biggest YouTubers in the Spanish-speaking community, and today he'll be facing Survivalist, one of the most sought-after coaches and educators in the Age of Empires 2 scene. You can find their channels in the description box down below, and since I'm expecting a new influx of Spanish-speaking viewers from Nacho's audience, Spanish subtitles will be available for this episode. Survivalist, Nacho, it's a pleasure to welcome you guys to my channel. Thank you so much for taking the time, my friends.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks. It's going to be a blast.
All right, my friends, here are the rules. You will take turns answering Age of Empires 2 related questions. There will be 19 questions in total, divided into three groups of increasing difficulty. You'll get 1 point for a level 1 question, 2 points for a level 2 question, and 3 points for a level 3 question. In the case of an incorrect answer, your opponent will have the chance to steal. As always, the majority of the questions have been provided by Azat Spike, but this time there are also contributions from Chrissy Boo and Andres Peredo, and I'm sorry if I butchered your name, my friend. Thank you so much, everybody, for your help. And for those of you watching or listening to this, if you happen to be someone who enjoys coming up with fun questions related to Age of Empires 2, send me an email, and I'd love to read all your suggestions. Without further ado, let the battle begin. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Let's go. We're going to start with Nacho. Level 1 questions, 1 point. Let's do this. Nacho, what's the base attack value of a castle?
It's 7.
Did you say 7?
Yes, I did.
Unfortunately, that's incorrect. Chance to steal for survival.
Right. It's 11.
11, that's the correct value indeed. 1 point for survival.
That was very far away, right? That was not good.
We're just beginning. No worries. We're just beginning. Okay, so this question is going to be for survivalists. What's the base attack value of a watchtower?
That is 8.
That's... Is it? That's incorrect. A chance to steal for Nacho.
Okay, it's 7.
That's also incorrect. It's actually 5.
5?
Oh, okay. Yeah. I was thinking of the range. All right, never mind.
Okay.
All right, we're off to a rocky start.
I'm really bad at this. I'm really afraid right now.
No worries, my friends. We're just starting. Absolutely no worries.
My God. Okay.
Moving on to question 3. Nacho, what are the only civs that cannot train pikemen?
Turks? I don't remember the other ones. I'm sorry.
Just say one. Maybe it's the right one. Or the right ones.
Okay, so... Bengalis?
So you said Turks and Bengalis. That's incorrect.
Bengalis do get pikemen, of course. Okay.
Chance to steal for survivalist.
All right, it's Turks and Gujaris.
That's it. 1 point for survivalist. Okay. No worries. It's level 1 questions. There's still too many. A lot of them coming. All right, so moving on. Question 4. This one's going to be for survivalist. What's the only civ that can train step lancers but no halberdiers?
That is Mongols.
That's incorrect. 1 point for survivalist. Moving on. This one is going to be for Nacho. Nacho, apart from wonders, what's the building with the highest wood cost? Did you get the question?
Apart from wonders, what's the highest wood cost in a building, right?
That's correct. Take your time if you need it.
I'm going to go with Faetorias.
Faetoria is incorrect. Chance to steal for survivalist.
Detonate's castles.
Very good guess, and it's pretty close, but also incorrect. It's actually, you guys are going to be mad about this one. It's town centers. 275 wood.
Wait, how much is the Detonate's castle?
It's 260. It would be 260 watts, so pretty close.
Okay.
All right, yeah, this one was a tricky one. This one was a very tricky one. All right, so far it's 3 points for survivalist, no points for natural, but we're just beginning. Next question, question six for survivalist. Survivalist, you're playing a standard random map game on Arabia. Generally speaking, if your TC isn't destroyed or deleted, what's the only way to spend stone in Dark Age?
On an outpost?
That's it. That's correct. 1 point for you, my friend. Well done. Well done. Moving on. Next one is going to be for Nacho. Nacho, what's the only civilization that can train arbalests, heavy cavalry archers, hand cannoneers, champions, halberdiers, hussars, paladins, siege rams, and bombard cannons?
Can you repeat all the units?
For sure. Okay, so it's arbalests, heavy cavalry archers, hand cannoneers, champions, halberdiers, hussars, paladins, siege rams, and bombard cannons. What's the only civ that's got access to all these units?
What's the last one? Sorry?
Bombard cannons.
Okay.
Take your time. There's no hurry.
I'm gonna go with Cumans.
Cumans is incorrect. Chance to steal for survivalist.
That's a lot of units. I'm trying to think of all the gunpowder civs. Like, what gunpowder civs gets paladins? I mean, there's lots of them, right? But then also siege ram. Art blisters in there as well. That's a tricky one. Byzantines.
That's it. 1 point for you, survivalist. Well done. I thought this one would be easy in the sense that Byzantines get everything, right? they just get
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, I've also played like 4,000 games of Byzantines. But,
well, there you go. And fun fact, they also get bomber towers, elite cannon galleons, almost full monks, right? Damn. All right, let's move on. This one's going to be for survivalist. Question number eight. Survivalist, what are the only two civilizations that get any kind of gold discount in Dark Age? And here, there's an important clarification to make. The Spanish have now a new bonus, but I would not consider that a discount because technically the price is the same. So Spanish would not be an answer here.
Yeah, the two would be Portuguese and Goths.
Boom. That's it. 1 point for you, my friend. Well done. Well done. Moving on. Question number nine for Nacho. Nacho, name one top three civ by win rate in the random map 1v1 ladder for all maps and all elos. Got the question? And this will be based on the previous patch because we still don't have any information about the win rates for the new patch. Did you get the question? So one of the top three civs by win rate in the random map 1v1 ladder for all maps and for all elos.
Okay. I'm gonna go with Franks.
That's correct. 1 point for you, my friend. Well done. Franks is correct. The other ones would be Portuguese and Turks. Moving on, survivalist. Name one bottom three civ by win rate. Same conditions as the last question. So random map, 1v1 ladder, all maps, all elos.
Oof, this one's a bit harder. let's see. What's a bad civ? At all elos though.
There will be a chance to steal. So
yeah. I am gonna say how about Goths?
Goths is incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho.
Vietnamese.
That's it. Well done. 1 point for Nacho. Well done. The other ones would have been Malay and Chinese. I thought you guys would think about the Chinese anyway, because, you know, it's a well-known civ.
I thought about Chinese, but I was like, it can't be.
It's good, right?
Same with Malay.
All All right, anyway. So adding up the points, we got 6 points for Survivalist, 2 points for Nacho, and like, let me make sure that's actually correct. Yes. Yeah, so it's 6 points for Survivalist, 2 points for Nacho. There's still a lot on the line, no worries. But I'm curious, talking about the new patch, speaking of the new patch, how do you guys feel about the new patch? Do you like the way the game is going in terms of balance? You know, a bit of a buff for infantry?
Yeah, for the new patch, the Gambeson's tech is really exciting. I think it's some new thing to explore. I'm not sure if it's going to make infantry viable, but yeah, I'm excited to see that a little bit more. Some infantry buffs like the Wold Raiders got buffed. Celts are going to be pretty good. Malians is pretty interesting now. Like,
with it's one civ people have been saying has been probably buffed the most, right? One of the most buffed civs with this new patch.
Yeah, Malians is going to be crazy. And then also like the Spanish getting 20 gold is kind of interesting. So you can do some unique build orders with them. So I'm excited to play more of them.
I'm pretty sure we're going to be seeing a couple of new build orders for you, my friend. What do you think about the new patch, Nacho?
I actually like it a lot, right? So it's a lot of changes, of course. So it's actually very hard to know which will affect the gameplay and which won't. I think Gambeson's, it sounds pretty nice and on paper. I don't think it will change too much, to be honest. I see already it being... used a little by pros. So I saw the Viper trying to use it. I saw a couple of other very good players using it. And I think it might be good in a transition, right? So you can build already men-at-arms while you're in Feudal Age while transitioning. And I think that's very cool. But I don't think in the long term it will affect too much. But I like the overall changes. And I think Vikings is a civilization that will get some love now. So yeah, I actually love that civ. So it will be cool as well.
Mm-hmm. I personally think it's awesome. We're still getting, you know, balance changes. I think that's really good. Mm-hmm. All right, so let's move on for level 2 questions. And these ones are going to be worth 2 points. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
They're also going to be a little bit harder. We're going to start with Nacho. Nacho, in a post-imperial scenario, what's the unique unit with the longest creation time? And for clarification, unique unit here refers to units that can only be created from a castle. All right, got the question?
Yes.
Take your time, there's no hurry.
I'm gonna go with a Persian elephant.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Survivalist.
Longest production time. That's It's definitely a tricky one. How about the Flaming Camel?
The Flaming Camel. Interesting idea. That's incorrect, though, as well. What an interesting idea, though.
Nice try.
You're very, very close, Nacho. The Elite Persian War Elephant is 25 seconds to create, and the Elite Mengudai is 26. So the Elite Mengudai would have been
really?
The correct answer.
Oh,
yes.
I didn't know that. That's cool. Okay.
That's pretty close. There are other units with 25 seconds creation time. It would be the Elite Camel Archer and the Elite Ballista Elephant. Or those are 25 seconds, and Mengudai 26 seconds. Pretty close. All right, moving on. Next question is going to be for Survivalist. Survivalist, in a post-imperial scenario, what's the unique unit with the shortest creation time? And so this is going to be
on the pre-patch.
Same definition. No, it's on the current patch.
Oh, current patch. It's okay, I think it used to be the Royal Heirs, the Showtells, but now it's... I guess they're still... No, it's attached to the Elite upgrade now. So yeah, I'm going to have to go with the Elite Hotel Warrior.
That's correct. 2 points for you, my friend. Well done.
There we go.
It's still a pretty close. So the second one would be the Karambit Warriors with 6 seconds. And the Elite Hotel Warriors are 4 seconds to create. So that's 2 points for Survivalist. Where are you? Here. All right. Still a lot of points in dispute. Moving on to question number 13. This one is going to be for Nacho. Nacho, in a 2v2 team game, my heavy cavalry archers have 12 attack and extra line of sight. What's my civilization and what's my ally's civilization? Did you get the question?
Yeah. You can repeat if you want. It's 12 attack, right?
For sure. I will repeat it. In a 2v2 team game, My heavy cavalry archers have 12 attack and extra line of sight. What's my civilization and what's my ally's civilization?
Okay.
Question's worth 2 points. Take your time. There's no hurry.
Okay, so my ally will be Tartars. And... oof. And I would be Magyars.
That's it! Well done, Nacho! 2 points! Well done!
Yes!
Well done! I thought this one was a pretty difficult one. Congrats, man. Well done.
Yeah, thank you.
I thought it would be pretty hard to remember the Tatar team bonus, but that's the first thing you actually remembered, right? Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Moving on to question number 14. This one is going to be for survivalists. In a 2v2 team game, what's the combination of civilizations that gives you the fastest research time for the paladin upgrade?
That's going to be Huns and Franks.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho. Take your time.
It's the fastest paladin upgrade, right?
Yeah. What's the combination of civs that gives you the fastest research time for the paladin upgrade? Survivalist said, what was your answer again, Survivalist?
I said the Franks and the Huns.
Right, so that's not correct. Take your time.
Is it, I have to ask here, because is it only the paladin tech, right? So not the combination of like cavalier and paladin, right?
Only the paladin upgrade, correct. Okay. So the technology, when you click on that button for a paladin upgrade, what's the combination of civs that gives you the fastest research time?
I'm gonna go with Huns and Burgundians.
Huns and Burgundians is incorrect, my friends.
I'm interested in what the answer is.
Yeah, yes, and you will know it. You were pretty close, Survivalist. It's Franks, so you got that one right. But then it's the Portuguese, actually, because the technologies are researched 25%
faster.
That,
I guess that's faster than the stables working 20%
that's
faster.
Correct. That, that's correct.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Pretty hard.
All right, so this one we got, we have so far 8 points for Survivalist, and we have 4 points for Nacho. There's still level 3 questions, and there's also one more level 2 question, so everything's still very much on the line. Moving on to question 15, and this one is going to be for both of you at the same time, okay? I'll explain. So name all the civs with a unique building. Wonders not included. Okay, so I'll explain. There are 6 civs in total with a unique building. Each of you will give me 3 answers in total, and whoever gets the most correct answers gets the 2 points. Okay, so to make things fair, we're going to start with Nacho, then we're going to go survivalist, then Nacho, and then survivalist again.
Sure.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
All right, let's do this, my friends.
It's a unique building, right?
Unique building.
Right.
So Nacho gives me one answer now.
Portuguese.
Portuguese is correct. Feito Dias. Let's go.
All right. And then we're going to go with Sicilian donjons and Slavs. Bulgarian skrepost.
Both are correct. Well done.
I have to give 2?
You have to give 2 answers. As I said, there are 6 in total. We have 3 so far. Take your time.
Okay, so one is Hindustanis with a Karabarai, something like that. and the Polish mill that I forgot the name, Forward.
Both are correct. Well done, my friend. Well done. Last one's going to be for Survivalist.
That's Malay Harbors.
Wow, you guys are good. That's correct. So both of you got all the answers correct. That means 2 points for the both of you. So let's add that up. And that means at the end of the day, we're left with 6 points for Nacho, and we're left with 10 points for Survivalist.
Whew.
Okay, so we're going to go. I love this one. We're going to move on to level 3 questions, my friends. And this one is kind of a fan favorite. So this one is going to be for both of you guys at the same time. Name the following civilization jingles. All right, so this one is for both of you. I'll explain. I'll be playing you guys 6 themes, and you guys have to tell me which civ they belong to. All right, so we're talking about this the theme that plays whenever you start a game, right? So you'll get 1 point per correct answer, and there will be a chance to steal. Okay, you guys ready, my friends?
Yes.
So we'll start with Nacho. Nacho, what is this? I can play it as often as you want.
Just one more time, please.
Yeah. For sure. Here we go.
Is that the Hans?
That's it. Well done. Well done, my friend. Okay, moving on. The next one is going to be for Survivalist.
Dang, this one comes up like a million times. I believe it is Portuguese.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho.
Damn, that's an AOC civilization, right? Can you play it again, please?
For sure.
Oh.
I am trying to put a face on the music. Is it Chinese?
Chinese is incorrect. So the correct answer would have been Franks. So you were correct about the AOK part.
Damn.
I knew after I said it, it's like, oh, yeah. I've done so many coaching with people and they all choose Franks and it's like, oh, yeah. That comes up all the time.
That was a good one, yeah.
All right, let's move on. Next one's going to be for Nacho. Nacho, here we go. What is that? Again, I can repeat as often as you want.
Is it Incas?
Wow, that's it! Yeah. Congrats!
Nice.
Wow, I thought this one was going to be so hard.
Yeah.
Here we go. Well done, my friend. Okay, moving on. This one is going to be for Survivalist. Survivalist, what is this?
Spanish.
Spanish is incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho.
Can you play it again, please?
Yes. Here we go.
Is it Bohemians?
Bohemians is incorrect as well. The correct answer would have been the Cumans. All right, so no one gets a point here. Let's move on. Next one's gonna be for Nacho. Nacho, what is this?
Can you play it again, please? This is really hard.
For sure, my friend. Here we go.
Is it Celts?
Celts is incorrect. Chance to steal for Survivalist.
It's so weird because, like, I recognize them all, but, like, which civ? I'm gonna have to just like throw one out there. It's definitely a civ that I don't play very often, so let's see. How about the Italians?
The Italians is incorrect. Correct answer would have been the Slavs. Oh. So let's move on. And the next one's going to be for survivalist. Here we go.
Oh, that is the Turks.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho.
It's Mongols.
Mongols is also incorrect.
Okay, say it.
No, you could say it. I won't give you the point, but
is it Chinese?
Not Chinese, it's the Saracens.
Ah, yeah. I definitely know when it's AOC Civs because I played them like 10 years, so I know them all, so I know which ones are the ones I know, but it's so hard, right?
Changed them a little bit, didn't they? Because I have the feeling or I have the memory that they sounded a little bit different. I think they've been remastered or something, right? Mm. All right. So we got two correct answers for Nacho, none for Survivalist, and that means that you are catching up, Nacho, my friend. It's 2 points for you in this question. Is no point for Survivalist. So right now it's 8 points for Nacho. It's 10 points for Survivalist. All right, my friends. And if you thought that was hard, wait for the next one. So the next one is going to be for both of you as well. Name the following voice lines. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'll be playing you guys 6 voice lines from villagers, military units, monks, or kings. And you guys have to tell me what civ they belong to. All right, I don't need to know the type of unit. I only want to know the civ. Okay, some civs might share the same voice lines, and in that case, you only have to name one of the civs.
Okay.
Same system as last question. You'll answer in turns. There will be one point per correct answer, and there will be a chance to steal. Are we guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so this time, to make things fair, we're going to start with Survivalist. Okay, Survivalist. What is this one?
Yeah!
Oh, that is,
I can repeat as often as you want.
I'm pretty sure that's Japanese.
That's it. Well done. 1 point for you. Well done. Moving on to the next question. Nacho, here we go.
Orkshad, Afshad.
I know that one.
I can repeat as often as you want.
Oh, damn. Can you repeat, please?
For sure. Here we go.
Orkshad, Afshad.
Is it Mongols?
That's it. Well done, Nacho.
Which unit is it?
It's just a military unit.
Military, so, yeah.
Right. And the same thing was true for last question, right? So okay. It was a Japanese military unit. Okay, well done. Let's move on.
These sound effects are like the old school ones, too.
Yeah.
I think that they changed them in DE, so...
You mean they sound different?
I think so. Like, they sound like the old game. But
I didn't know it was different. Actually,
maybe they didn't change them, but I don't know. It's just like they sound.
Well,
like
it might be the quality of the recording. In which case, I would be at fault here. But anyway, you guys got them both correct, so that's good. Let's move on. This is going to be the third file, and it's going to be for Survivalist. Here we go, Survivalist.
Тотчас сделаю.
Oh. One more time.
For sure.
Тотчас сделаю.
I think it's like an AOC civ, but
Nacho is looking like he might know. No.
thinking super hard.
Take your time. Take your time.
What even are all the civs? That's what I'm trying to remember.
Well, there are a bunch of them now, my friend.
Yeah, I know. There's too many to
Too many. It was so much easier
Yeah.
True. It's... This quiz would have been so much easier in AOK, right? Mm-hmm. True.
I remember hearing this sound effect when I was younger, so that gives me an advantage. Like, I know that it's not... I don't think it's a newer sieve or anything, so... it's not something like Koreans, I don't think. Let's go with Saracens.
Saracens is incorrect. Chance to steal for Nacho.
Can you play it again, please?
For sure, my friend. Here we go.
Тотчас сделаю.
Oh, it's so hard, man.
I know.
I'm gonna go with Japanese again.
That's incorrect. So this would have been a Slav's female villager. These are pretty hard indeed. Let's move on. Next one's gonna be for Nacho. Nacho, here we go.
Kura Laninglar.
That's Khmer.
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Survivalist.
I feel like I've never heard this voice line ever. One more time, play it.
For sure.
Kura Laninglar.
How about the Italians?
The Italians is incorrect as well. This would have been a Tatar military unit. And if you think that was hard, wait for the next two. Next one is going to be for Survivalists. Survivalists, here we go.
Ладер гайбу як багнал.
One more time?
For sure.
Ладер гайбу як багнал.
How about the Turks?
Turks is incorrect. Can't steal for Nacho.
Ethiopians?
Whoa, that's it! Wow!
Nice.
Let's go!
Was it like totally random?
No, I mean, I kind of course, I didn't know the exact sieve, but I when they speak very long, it's usually an African sieve, right? I mean, it's what I got used
wow.
to.
Wow. I'm amazed. That's indeed an Ethiopian king.
King?
Well
okay.
done. Yeah, so it's a king.
I think I never clicked it in my life, so that was very lucky. But yeah, let's go. I can take it.
Let's go. Next question is going to be for... next file is going to be for Nacho, and this one is the last one. Here we go.
Yen tondarva seigarai.
Can you play again?
Yes, here we go.
Yen tondarva seigarai.
Is it the Hindustanis?
That's incorrect. Chance to steal for Survivalist. Take your time.
It does sound like one of those Indian civs. I'm going to go with Bengalis.
That's incorrect. Very close, both of you. It's the Dravidians.
So I knew it was one of the new ones. Yeah.
Okay, not bad. Well done, guys. Okay, so this means we have 2 points for Nacho in this question, and we have 1 point for Survivalist in the question. So if you look at the scoreboard, we have right now 10 points for Nacho and 11 points for Survivalist. As close as it gets, my friends, there are 2 questions left. There will be a chance to steal in both of them, but as far as I'm concerned, they're both pretty hard. There's no time limit for this, so take your time, my friends. Let's move on. Question number 18, and this one is for Nacho. Nacho, name all the civilizations with an Imperial Age unique technology that affects siege onagers. Okay, so let me clarify some things here. Unique technologies here are the ones you research in your castle. Right. So, and for this question, we're asking about the Imperial Age ones. So the Golden Crown technology in the castle. There are 5 answers in total, and you need to name all 5 of them in order to get the 3 points.
Okay. So if I only get 4, you get no points.
That's correct. You need to give me so all 5 of them. It's, okay. Yes, I know it's hard.
Oh my god. that's too much information. Okay, I'm going to start listing a couple so I can. I think Celts and. I just had another one. Which was it? Mongols? Celts and Mongols. Slavs. Actually, Slavs is not correct.
There's no time pressure. There's no time pressure.
Okay, so. Yeah, let's try five. I'm gonna name a couple of random ones. So, Celts and Mongols. Then I'm gonna go with Slavs, Dravidians, and Bengalis.
Okay, that's incorrect. There's a chance to steal for Survivalist, and if he gets it correctly, he wins the quiz show.
I'm not 100% confident here. Definitely Celts, Mongols, Koreans as well for the extra range. It's like, Teutons have Ironclad, but is that not the Castle? I don't know. I'm going to say Teutons, and I'll say Dravidians. I can't remember what their techs are.
All right, so you have one more correct than Nacho, but it's still not correct.
Yeah.
It's a pretty difficult question, for sure. All right, so Celts, both of you had it. It's correct. If you're a Celtic for more HP, then Mongols is also correct. Drill for higher speed. Koreans, you said it's Survivalist. The Shiki Shan for extra range, or whatever however you pronounce it. Then we have the Ethiopians with torsion engines.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
For more blast radius. And the last one would have been very hard. It's Saracens, because the counter rates applies for trebuchets and for the mangonel line.
Oh, it's on Onager, isn't there? Oh, yeah. True.
Okay.
Pretty difficult question indeed.
Very nice, yeah.
Okay, so that means this last question decides everything. The question is for Survivalist, but there will be a chance to steal, okay? So here we go, Survivalist. Name all the civilizations that get either a free technology or any kind of resource discount in town center technologies. Aging up not included. Did you get the question?
Okay, so basically like any civ that has any discount on like loom, wheelbarrow, or town patrol, basically like those upgrades.
Right, so any civ that gets either a free tech or any kind of resource discount in town center technologies. Aging
free
up.
Free tech or, okay, yeah.
Free tech or discount. Aging up not included. Did you get the question too, sir, okay. Nacho?
Yeah, I can write that one, right?
So, for sure, you can write that one down whatever you want.
How many?
The question is for Survivalists. Survivalists, there are five.
Five, okay.
Five correct answers, just like the last one. And you need to name me all of them in order to get the 3 points.
Yeah, I'm gonna write down my thoughts here because that's too,
is it a discount?
Too many things.
Or for free?
Yeah, discount or
both.
Free.
Okay. Both.
Either. Yeah.
Getting a discount or free.
Yeah.
If Survivalist gets it correct, he wins the quiz show. If he doesn't get it correct, there's the chance for Nacho to catch up in the last question.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure there's a few trick civs in here that I have to think about. So, I think I have four of them. Let's see. Who's gonna be the last one? Free or discounted. to think really hard about this last one.
You do not want to lose. I love it.
No, exactly. And I think this question's a bit easier too. I think if I say the wrong one, I think Nacho can get it. So, and it's just discounts on like the cost, right? Not like the time. It's just like
on the cost. On the cost.
Just on
Correct.
The cost. Yeah,
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
Gold, food, or gold or food. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder, is there like a unique tech or something? I think there is.
I can see smoke coming out of your head, amigo.
It's a lot of brain power, a lot of processing power going into this one. I just don't have the last one. Wait. Oh yeah, no, I have it. Okay, yeah. I'm pretty sure. Okay, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, let's hear it. Let's hear it.
Goths, Vikings, Byzantines, Chinese, and Vietnamese.
That answer is incorrect.
Chance incorrect.
To steal for Nacho.
Damn, can you repeat your five? Is it okay
yeah.
to ask?
Okay, yeah. I said Goths, free loom, Vikings, free wheelbarrow and stuff, Byzantines, free town watch, Chinese because they have cheaper techs, and then Vietnamese because they have the wood cost off of the wheelbarrow. Is that not correct?
Okay, I'm gonna go with Vikings is correct. Byzantines definitely true. I think Burgundians enter that list. They have cheaper economy tax. Now, I think Vietnamese is right. So that's four. And then Goths.
Okay, so that answer is incorrect as well. And that means that survivalist is the winner of the quiz show. Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations.
Okay. So there's this slight confusion here, my friends. Goths is not on the list.
Ugh.
Because Goths actually has to pay for loom. It researches instantly, but Goths do have to pay for
right.
loom.
Oh yeah, they changed yeah. that, didn't they? So, all right. Well, so, good thing he got confused. We both got confused on that one. But,
it was pretty close. All right,
I didn't think of Burgundians, actually. So
is Burgundians correct, actually?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So here's the correct list. So it's Vikings with a free wheelbarrow and handcart. Then we have Byzantines with free town watch and town patrol.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Vietnamese with wheelbarrow and handcart, which cost no wood. I guess both
so
of you
close.
said you guys. Burgundians is correct too. Wheelbarrow and handcart cost minus 33%. And then the Chinese, because all the technologies are just kind of in the feudal age.
I was so close.
We're both so close.
You're both incredibly close. Well done, my friends. This was a lot of fun. Thank you so much for taking the time to be here. And before you go, are there any projects you guys are looking forward to, Nacho? Anything that's coming up in the near future for you that you want to talk about?
No, thank you very much for having me. It was a pleasure. And yeah, I'm actually coming full back into Age of Empires 2 content creation. So I'm very, very looking forward to what's coming. And yeah, pretty big tournaments coming as well. So yeah, if you speak Spanish and like Age of Empires 2 casting, feel free to check me out. And yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for having me.
For sure. As I said, both YouTube channels are going to be in the description box down below. What about you, Survivalist? Anything you want to share about future projects?
Yeah, I mean, always am working on future projects, new YouTube content coming out, stuff like that. So, yeah, really just like the more I stream, the more those projects get pushed back. So, you know, I need to stream less so that I work more on YouTube content. But yeah, no, always new stuff coming, but nothing that I really want to promote yet. You'll see it on YouTube when my videos come out.
For sure, my friends, this was really fun. Thank you so much for taking the time. And to all those of you who've watched this, thank you so much. And if you guys happen to enjoy the content, make sure to follow, subscribe, and leave me a like. And as some of you will know, I've started a new podcast with the Viper. That podcast is going to come out once a month, and it's going to be available on Gamer Legion's YouTube channel. I'm going to make sure to link it down below as well. Nacho, Survivalist, this was awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time, my friends.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, it's been a lot of fun.